that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
You finished?
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Hunter, the boy wonder, and double rainbow aficionado is here. Say hey, Hunter.
Hey.
Come on, man. You got to ratchet up the excitement. What? Let's try that again. Hunter, you're here.
Yes, I am. It's okay, good to be here.
That's as good as we're going to get. And
I could be doing anything, but I'm here.
And the man who leaves a Kool-Aid-shaped guy hole in all of our hearts, I'm, of course, talking about James Pollard.
9/11 was an inside job?
You're a bad person. And the world's leading expert in Pablo Hidalgo, Adam.
Hidalgo was actually supposedly based on a true story, but really wasn't because he was a liar.
Yes! And speaking of things that are not lies, we played old games that were mostly okay.
Yeah, right? That's about accurate.
I don't think it's accurate.
Oh boy. Differing opinions.
Let's preface this whole episode. I hate platformers.
Yeah, we heard that last time.
It's worth reiterating because almost every fucking game on the NES is a platformer.
Because now we gave you three more, but two of which were really hard.
Try to subdue the hate in your heart, and let's move forward. Rev your throttles, fellas. Let's talk some Excitebike. Get excited.
Meow, meow, meow.
Beep. Hey, careful. You're going to overheat.
Bing. Let's do this.
Start
1985, man.
Yeah, drop some lore on us.
Yeah, 1985. So we're racing against a time limit, right? With the goal of qualifying for the Excitebike or the championship race by coming in at third or above in the preliminary races. It was considered to be among the best of the original NES games and actually spawned several sequels for the future Nintendo systems, but not for the NES. So also, Track 3 and Beyond are insanity-inducing, which you probably have found that out. Eating and grass suck in equal measure. Worse than the slow climb up a misjudged ramp while your third place time ticks by slowly.
Oh, it was awful.
And whose idea yep. was it to put in unfinished above elevated highway sections into the races? Can go fuck
themselves.
Oh my
god, right? You have to be at the top lanes, man. You have to be in the top two in order to get across those. All those fuckers. And so, recalling back from old times, right? So I'm playing this and I'm running over the arrows on the ground thinking, yeah, those are speed boosts.
Nope.
They're not. They're not. It only took me like four failed runs to remember that they were cooldowns for your heat meter.
Oh, that's what, now the more you know, rainbow. Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So right when you see those things pop on screen, you hit that B button and you rev up that engine because as soon as you hit them, vroom, it cools you down and you're good to go, at least until you hit the goddamn speed bumps in the middle of the road and tumble.
I also feel like that advice could apply to sex as well. What were your thoughts, Hunter?
Well, I like to call it Jerk Simulator 5000 because...
Wait, what?
Well... A good way to win is to get in front of people and then slow down just a little so that they tumble behind you so that they can't get in front of you later on and then, you know, mess you up, do the same thing to you. So
wait, did you play a different version than the rest of us?
I think you did.
Because I don't Maybe remember I don't remember there being other racers in the one that I played.
This is fantastic. No, keep talking, Hunter. Keep going. Tell us what you played.
All right, well, I played Excitebike for the NES. There was a part A or part B.
Right,
part A
right.
was just, you know, just yourself on the track, uh-huh. while part yeah. B was with...
Okay, so you went far enough to go B, or did you just default to B?
Oh, I just default to B. I thought, you know,
oh,
that's
great.
More interesting.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so you took the lead in front of everybody to let them tumble, or what?
If you hit the back of someone's bike, you tumble, just like speed bumps and whatnot. Yeah, all you have to do is get in front of someone and slow down just enough so that they bump into you, and then you're golden.
So what you're saying is, when the gas wars take effect and we all live in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, we should follow you because you'll be the lead marauder?
Exactly.
Dave's chained to the front. Blood bag!
Hunter's like, bring me gas. Whoever does gets 5 minutes with the sad boy.
That's about right. So I remember constructing my own tracks like religiously, but they were almost always just the end ramp, which is the 45 degree small tiny one that launches you the farthest, and then placed in front of that at a goodly distance was the overpass. Jump that, hit it, ride it, and drop down, and just repeat as needed. And I did that way too often because I could never make it past track three, and I could never place above that. And history repeated itself. I was just as frustrated as an adult as I was as a child.
Well, at least you put thought and care into your track designs. I would always just make whatever MC Escher nightmare that I could, and they go, here, Justin, play this.
And they say, up hey, his left.
You suck so much. It's just, it's a bunch of jumps into things like those little, where you put a nice little highway section, I would space it out so the little flat things were across the bottom. So you land and then you instantly wreck stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Two types of people.
That's yeah. Right.
What did you think, James? Did it get your engine going? Were you excited on your bike?
I was excited on my bike. I did not realize that the cooldown things were supposed to be cooldown things. They reminded me of like a Flash game.
Yeah, it did have a modern Flash.
Now, that's not me saying, like, oh, this is the only thing I can equate it to. I mean that the controls were way more responsive than most NES games are.
Yeah,
you had to start weaving through obstacles and shit. It was pretty quick.
It's like up, up, down, up, down, up, up. Like, oh, God.
This is how we get a rhythm going. Now I can finish.
Right? You take the responsiveness of the controls in Excitebike and compare that to, like, Ice Climbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Ice Climbers.
Can that be our segue, Dave?
Oh, God. So how far did everyone get? Well, excluding yep. Hunter, because he played a different version than the rest of us.
He played part B. I placed in track three, and I couldn't place in four or five.
Same here. I got to three, but could not get the times in four.
James? Somebody else?
James?
I couldn't finish out three, so.
Okay. Three was rough, but it was like, oh, yes, finally. And then four was just like, fuck you. We're not doing this today.
I don't know how we score Hunter.
Well, I mean, technically, since you guys were playing without the AI, my track was technically harder.
Hunter is playing PvE and just owning it. We'll give you that one.
Yes, he's just slowly driving in front of people, sticking stuff into their spokes. Attacking them with bombs on the ends of flexi poles, spray painting his mouth with chrome.
Witness me.
Shiny and chrome. I would love to see fan art of Excitebike crossed with Mad Max. Oh my God. I was so excited. So that's Excitebike.
We were all excited. I think since we played different versions, let's all be winners.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Everyone wins an Excitebike. It's not Sadness Bike. It's Excitebike.
Well, at first it was Sad Bike for me because on my first race, my player just stood there and I was like, oh, shoot, how do I move? And I had to look up the controls and then it took me like 4 minutes
but
to finish my first
two
lap.
But there's only two buttons. Speaking of Sadness Mountains, let's climb Ice Climbers.
Let's do it. Let's climb to the very top once or twice.
Boy.
So
do we have to?
Yes, we have to. It's commanded.
Once is enough.
That's where the tablets are. How will we know how to act if we don't climb up there and get them? But I had never played this game. I had only seen the characters referenced in the Smash Brothers stuff.
Yep, the Super Smash Brothers Melee.
This was my first experience with the Ice Climber. And it was both a mixture of, hey, this is kind of fun, and I wish the jumping worked any way other than the way that it does.
Good God, right? Like, I can only try and jump through a gap off a cloud, like once or twice before I'm like, okay, this isn't right. This isn't calibrated correctly. Something's wrong here.
Like, he jumps super high. I'm like, okay, this is convenient, but if you try to go left or right at all, prepare to go fall right the fuck back down.
You're so hammered, literally. That's a reference. Woody Mallard. Again, 1985.
Yeah, this was another launch title, I believe.
Yep. Same as Excitebike, another launch title. You play Popo or Nana if you want to go with two player, blue and pink, which is almost mine and my wife's names for our grandbaby. We're Pop Pop and Nana. So we're Popo and Nana here. And we've got 32 mountain levels.
Oh, God, there's recovering, that many?
Of recovering stolen vegetables from a giant condor. That's your story.
I wondered, because when it opened, this weird dinosaur bird just flies an eggplant. I'm like, is this a euphemism for something?
Why all the veggies have googly eyes is beyond me. I don't understand why they're anthropomorphized, but they are.
Apparently Nana and Popo can only get nutritional satisfaction by eating sentient vegetables.
just murdering veggies. The arcade version had 16 additional mountains. There were also weather effects and more enemies in the arcade version. Okay,
but somebody tell me something real quick here, because I didn't get past like level 4 or 5. Do the maps ever get less monotonous?
No. These are all in the monotony mountain range. I only made it to mountain 5 as well.
I got to mountain 4.
Mountain 2.
Oh,
really?
I got sick of it pretty quickly, I guess.
Yeah, man, I wasn't expecting that. You usually power on through even though you hate the game.
Yeah, well, it's no Clue Land, what can I say?
Right? So you're right about the main characters being featured in the Smash Brothers. It was Super Smash Brothers Melee 2001. I went on speedrun.com, and some Swede by the name of Pitypat.
Of course he's Swedish.
Some Swede?
Some Swede by the name of Pitypat did it in 14 minutes, 20 seconds, all mountains.
Oh my, what?
That's not a thing that I want to ever attempt to do.
No,
I actually was pleasantly surprised. It reminded me of like an inverted like Burger Time, like it was the ascendant like vertical scroller. I had a lot of fun with it, but I'm like you, that jumping mechanic just ruined it.
Yeah, if they just put a little bit of the left and right float in there like Mario does, like it would have been much better, because I couldn't hardly ever line my jumps up.
Maybe maps that don't all look the exact fucking same.
I'm guessing possibly they might change. Like after like maybe 5 or 10, I'm guessing, they do start to get complex when they start to add in those basically the treadmill dirt. I don't know if you guys saw the treadmill dirt.
Yeah, I saw the treadmill dirt.
That sucks.
And the clouds.
So I finally line a jump up. I land on it. It's like, oh no, fuck you! Right to the bottom. Oh, into that little abominable snowman guy. Yeah, let's go ahead and line that up for you.
Let's hit a Yeti. Let's do that. And they don't get crushed. They don't go away. They just run or tumble screaming in the other direction.
Everyone knows
also they have
snowmen.
Icicles that can repair rock.
They just drop the ice back in the hole.
Yeah, he was pushing that forward. I'm like, oh, he's going to push that through the hole and kill me. Oh, no, he's just going to undo the progress that took me 30 seconds after lining up a cloud jump that goes by so fast that you get only enough time to bonk your head into the floor once.
Did anybody here complete the bonus level at the very top? Because
no.
I thought it was collect all the veggies. I didn't know it was jump up through the top of the mountain.
Okay, bullshit?
I never
yeah.
I got
one.
To the top of one of those, and then there's just emptiness above you.
Did it say you got a bonus score, though, at the end when it totaled it?
Yeah, I got that on one of them.
Okay, because I didn't. I never got through to the emptiness.
Nope.
Into the void, and then
point is like, maybe it was just that one map, or maybe I was missing something. But I had 30 seconds to figure out how open expanse of sky was supposed to get me past the level.
Well, you see, it's a metaphor.
And I just killed
life.
Myself.
You struggle up Struggle Mountain, and then when you reach the top, it's just nothing there, man. Life's an empty shell. You climb a sad mountain, and then you die alone.
Sisyphus, man. Push that boulder.
Man, but at least you made it to the top. I couldn't. Like, I got 2 or 3 vegetables, and then the clouds are like, nope, this isn't going to work. And then my guy just cried shame tears with no bonus score underneath every time.
Right? We can't all be pity, Pat.
Do you think it might be more fun with a second player? Because I only played single player. So.
It could be, yeah. I guess it depends if you're both on the screen at the same time. If it's just alternating one after the other, that's lame. What, you could just pass the controller back and forth at that point.
I believe it is simultaneous, but I can imagine there'd be a lot more yelling.
If we can assume that the characters in Super Smash Brothers have similar abilities to the characters that appear in Ice Climbers, then in the Smash Brothers, one of the Nana will like throw a rope and pull Popo farther up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can do that in the two-player.
Hmm.
So you can do like super jumps.
Did anybody else notice that the jump up and the sprite, the way it looked like he was about halfway through a backbend? and then he would just snap back up. I'm like, wait, what is this jump here? It looked like he was trying to grab a rope, so maybe you're right.
I wonder if you can set ROMs up and whatnot. Can you do those two-player simultaneous?
I have no idea.
You can do it in ROM. Yeah, you can set up two different controllers.
Okay.
You can't play with a computer.
Yeah, okay. That might make it way more enjoyable and the jump's less frustrating. I made it to 5. Where'd you guys go?
Mountain 4.
4 or 5.
I got to 5.
5.
Nice. I got 2.
Aha! The old guys, we win Sadness Mountain.
Hey!
Enjoy your Sadness Mountain, yeah.
Out of these 4 games, I would give this one... I would put this one in 3rd place.
Only 3rd?
Yeah, but I liked the other 2.
I agree with your idea of 3rd, but you're probably going to hate me after I explain who's in 4th.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You have your own wrong opinions. That's
right. But let's get Mega. Let's go Mega,
shall we?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go full Mega with the one of the biggest and most beloved game franchises of all time with over 50 games in his title set.
Wait,
so
there's 1987, that many games?
Yeah, 1987 came 2 years after Excitebike and Ice Climber. He's known as Rockman in Japan because he was an android named Rock before he got converted over into a BattleBot. You see, the original game had 10 direct sequels, so Mega Man 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. His canon is called the Mega Buster. It's the only story that this podcaster knows of that features an evil Dr. Willy. I'm thinking maybe it's supposed to be Wily, like he's a Wily guy, but
That's how we always, me and my friends called him Dr. Wily.
He's a goddamn Willy. That's all it is. And I found it to be far more annoying and not holding up like it did in my memory.
I'm with you on that one.
And it was mm-hmm. when I was a kid.
I remember, because I played it a lot at my friend had it, and I remember playing it a bunch as a kid, but I don't mm-hmm. remember it being this... sucking this hard.
So hard. As a platformer, Jesus, I would be surprised if James didn't just set it back down about 10 seconds after he started it.
I beat the first boss.
You're shitting me.
I actually really liked Mega Man. I thought that the combat style had a learning curve, but after you figured it out, it worked really well. The platforming mechanics were fun, and the controls were relatively responsive for an NES game.
I am blown away here. Oh my god. I could not stand it. I remember loving this game, and now as an adult, I'm like, fuck you, Rockman. I can't take it.
What is that outside my window? It's a flying pig. James likes platformers.
But remember when he said they were garbage games for garbage people?
Yeah, I know. I'm one of them now. It sucks.
One of us.
One of you garbage one people of... now. I don't know how to live
one
with
of
that.
Us.
I was able to clear Cut Man as well, and that was the extent of my Mega Manery, because I could not even get to any of the other bosses.
Now, this may be, I don't know, maybe it's kismet, but I started with Cut Man as well.
Ditto.
What?
Yeah, apparently we all start. I guess it must be that upper left, and that's just the assumption. Like, well, he must be the easiest to deal with.
Maybe. So yeah, I beat Cutman, and I went ahead and took down. I tried Gutman, failed horribly.
Did you get past the green dildo platforms? Because I sure as fuck couldn't.
Nope. That's where I fell through. I jumped on first dough, and then I realized that when I jumped on the second one, there's that gap that tips you down, and you're supposed to jump straight up and skip that part. Nope. 9 times I fell down that mountain and went, done with this. And then I went ahead and took on Bomb Man and beat him. And Fireman made me stop the game.
Oh, I went after failing with Gutman stage. I'm like, I'll try the electric guy. Yeah, that was a no-go too, because there's these little mines, and you had to shoot them, stunt, because you can't kill them, you can only stop them from moving for like 3 seconds, and then you had to do that and zigzag up.
And they would chase you. They would get faster as soon as you jumped on their platform.
Also, fun little thing here, how many people remembered that you could take on the abilities of the things you killed by pressing, was it start or select?
Start. I didn't remember that till right near before I stopped playing. I'm like, I remember you being able to use other powers, and then I figured it out. I'm like, well, this doesn't help me with green dildo platforms, so I quit.
I was getting hosed by Bomb Man and was trying to remember how I went about using the other weapon, but I was like, fuck it, it's not like Cutman's going to do me any good.
Yeah, his power is pretty weak. He just throws that headpiece, just like the boss fight. It's not anything extra awesome.
Nope.
Although I played a lot more of the second one. I mean, again, I could be remembering it with nostalgia goggles, but I remember that one being a lot less of a kick in the balls and a lot more fun.
So it probably sucked too.
Yeah.
From the light of realism, we'll just take another peek at it one of these days. We might want to revisit Mega Man just because it was such a weird turn that James actually liked it. Maybe we'll come back and try the second in the series sometime.
I think we should try the second one because that's one of the few games that I cleared as a kid, and I'm curious to see if I can beat the second one still. Probably not because I have old man reflexes now.
Now, isn't the Rochambeau rock, paper, scissors type setup, isn't that more pronounced in part two?
Yeah, they really play that one up in two. Like, you have to, you clear Metal Man first, and then you clear Wood Man, and then Wood Man clears, like, there's this whole
metal
little...
cuts wood, and wood does whatever, and yeah, you're supposed to do it, like, in this pattern.
Yeah, which I'm guessing is similar here, but it's a lot less pronounced. I'm like, well, what the fuck is, who beats Gut Man, and why is, what's... none of this makes
right?
sense.
Why is Gutman better than Bob Man? Why does Gutman suck?
I'm looking for Surgeon Man before I take on Gutman, but that's not happening.
Where's Anti-Suicide Hotline Man? Because I need him right now.
Hunter, where were you at on that?
Well, I got past Cutman, like most of you. Then I tried Gutman and thought, oh, platforms that are moving. I can do this. And then, you know, the dip that you guys were talking about. I couldn't do that. I got sick of it. I was like, no, I'll save Gutman for last. So I tried Fireman. And
oh, God, yeah. He wrecked me. He's what made me quit.
Fireman?
Yep. That stupid torch that fired up, and then those three dudes that shot out of the lava like some kind of reject from Mario.
I actually got to the boss before, you know, I got sick of him killing me and quit.
Well played, though. You got all the way to the boss. Damn. Yeah.
I didn't have alcohol to keep my sanity.
It's true. Also, when you were downloading the thing, did anyone notice the box art? Because I didn't notice it as a kid. But if you look at the box art for Mega Man, it's just this weird dude in a blue penis-looking suit holding a pistol.
No, like,
if you didn't, you should Google that real quick.
But hey, all right, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I guess what happened was the guy who was doing all the artwork, they didn't give him, like, the way the schedules lined up, they didn't give him any of the game. They just gave him a weird translated, like, from Japanese paragraph. Like, hey, this is what this game is. Make us box art from this.
And, holy crap.
And so it's like a weird sex robot holding what looks to be a 9mm.
Right? Like, I've seen ninth grade art done a lot.
Oh, man. Is that the one where it's like the blue and the yellow?
Yeah.
Look at those glossy thighs. Wow. That guy's buffed and shiny.
It looks like he's taking a dump in the jungle.
Did this guy get paid for this art?
Oh, yeah, he got money for that.
Are you serious?
And he's done a lot of other great box arts. It's just they didn't give him any time to do anything. Like hey, we need this right now. Also, you can't see the game because we're last minute. And he's like, oh, well, this is what I imagine.
Just fucking buildings on fire and palm trees. Were there palm trees?
There are no palm trees in that game. There are zero of those. Remember, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
You ain't wrong. Oh my God. Did you see the guy with the cosplay outfit?
No.
It's like the second line on Google Images. If you look at Mega Man, original Mega Man box art, the second line, oh, quite far to the right. Oh, see, it's just an action figure, but it from the small part.
I see it. Oh.
But you can, even the top yellow piece in his helmet, which in the art is off-centered on this action figure. It's glorious.
And even the box art for the second game, like if he's holding a ray gun there too. It isn't until the box art of the third game that they actually show the Mega Buster.
Wow, you're right.
Looks like it has the Mega Buster, kind of.
No, well, it's...
He's fighting Boomerang Man.
Yeah, and he's got...
And he's got Drill Man behind him.
It
and
looks like
Dr.
he's got
Billy.
Riot, like a riot
oh,
gear on.
No,
like
I
he's
was
a prison
the
guard.
Wrong.
And he's what? Shooting with... At least his gun is a laser this time.
Yeah, he's shutting dudes down.
It actually just kind of looks like James Bond's gun, like a Walther PPK.
Beyond the Thunderdome.
So did anyone clear two bosses in Mega Man?
Yeah, I cleared Bomb Man and Cut Man.
Okay, so you cleared two. Ha, we win again! Yay!
I don't know. Did we though? Did we? Because really? Oh my God!
A winner is us.
But this next one, I'm gonna get behind. I'm gonna put my money down on this next one.
Oh, you straight up will be carrying my portion for the next game. That next game will be Castlevania. Yeah, what he said.
Wow.
So if you can't tell, Adam seems to seems like you love some Castlevania.
It's my damn ringtone.
Oh my god.
Wait, for real?
Joke. Yeah, no joke. That's my ringtone. Yeah, I love this game. I've got quite a bit of history with this game. It was very formative in my early years. And this literally, my family was not a big horror movie family, right? We sat down and we watched Star Trek and some early adventure movies, but we were never like, never into gothic horror or anything like that. Castlevania, the original NES 1986 Castlevania, was my first exposure to any kind of gothic hammer horror film, anything. And I fell in love with the genre, and it felt so real and creepy and adventure filled. Like it was kind of like my Indiana Jones before Indiana Jones. Like, I loved this damn game.
It also instilled the deep latent love of leather and whips.
God, yes. Wait, no. What?
Call me Simon Belmont or I can't finish.
Look me in the eye. I'm Simon. So it was called Devil's Castle Dracula in Japanese. play Simon Belmont of the Belmont clan, destined to hunt and destroy vampires, just like your ancestors before you. His whip is called Vampire Killer. That's super creative, right? Now, the storyline of the first game is really weird. Like, the Japanese are just like, hey, this is what Western religion is all about. Every 100 years, the power of Jesus Christ wanes and weakens, and dark cultists hold a black mass and resurrect Dracula.
What?
Yeah, yeah. That's the storyline. That's the story. That's how he comes back, and that's how the castle then is destroyed again at the end, because, you know, you not only have to destroy all the monsters inside the castle, but the castle itself is destroyed, and then it's raised again every 100 years. He will always appear more powerful than the previous incarnation, according to the story, which just flat out laid the groundwork and all precedents for every future game. Like, they could keep going and make it more and more difficult and be like, eh, it's part of the story. And all the bosses are taken from classic horror films, like you've got your Frankenstein, your Medusa, stuff like that. And you probably all noticed, hearts don't count as health.
No, and it took me a long ass time to figure out what the fuck they were for. I'm like, why am I even picking these hearts up? This is dumb. And then, like, and that was after I figured out 20 minutes or so of, like, I have this knife and holy water. How do I use this? Why?
Up and beat. Up and beat. So, yeah, they don't count as health.
Can we talk about one other thing that almost made me quit the game after 5 minutes? How you go upstairs.
Yeah, you can't jump onto them. You have to stand at the base and press.
I tried just walking at them. I tried jumping onto them. At no point did I think, I know, I'll stand next to the stairs, press up, and my character will automatically walk across the screen going up these stairs.
Right?
What's even worse is when you try to go down the stairs and then you fall into a pit below to your death.
Oh, God, yes. And as much as I did have, and not every game I've played, but this game did kind of wake up some muscle memory for me, which carried me through more than a few screens. And I remembered how bad Medusa heads suck.
Oh, dude, they're the worst. There? I got to the Medusa heads, yes. And it wasn't them so much. They weren't too bad. It's where they placed them, which was usually over a platforming section, and it resulted in those bitches hitting you in the face and then making... Because for some reason, Simon's like, I'm the greatest vampire hunter, but everything makes me do a hop, skip, and a jump backwards.
Every damn thing. Because you're not safe on the platform you're standing on, and you're not safe midair, because that's where the arc of the bouncing, floating Medusa head's going to come through, and you're not safe where you're going to land. Because that's where it starts.
Yep.
It is one of the most punishing platformers ever. But goddamn, I loved it. It's held up.
I had a lot more fun with it than I thought. I mean, up until the point where I had enough, I'm like, okay, these tiny little monkey gremlin things, which I found out later were hunchbacks. Yeah. Those things can go straight to hell. Like, that's about where I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. Mm-hmm. But up until then, it was decent. Like, I liked the whip upgrades, like they weren't stingy with them. Like you felt like, oh man, my dude's glowing and I have this giant whip. This is amazing. Also, did anyone find it weird that you would whip walls and it would break and then there would be food inside of it? And then someone's like, hey, you know what? This food in this Dracula castle, I'm just going to go ahead and eat that. It's in no way bad.
It was behind a stone wall for God knows how many years. 100 years. We know. God knows how many years. Has 100 years it's been back there.
In every 100 years, it rises again with turkey in its walls.
That's not turkey. Those are the previous adventures.
Welcome to Dracula's Enchanted Meat Castle.
Shoot, man, we ran out of rocks. Where? What are we going to fill this hole with? Here's lunch. Just jamming in there.
Also, I've never seen a pork chop that looked like that, because according to the instruction manual, that is a pork chop.
That's a turkey leg, for God's sake. It's got to be.
Not according to the manual.
Yeah, it says pork chop. Have you seen the speed run for this game?
No, I haven't looked that one up.
Because I had a lot of fun, I'm like, well, I'll just watch someone that doesn't suck at this play it, so then at least I can see the game's finished. Mm-hmm. And that mechanic that we're bitching about, where you get knocked backwards, the speedrunner was actually using that to his benefit. It was fucking mind-blowing.
Like, so he'd get hit and use his temporary invulnerability?
No, not even that. Like, he would wait till there was an enemy. There'd be a certain section. The way he positioned himself, like, sometimes he would face the enemy or turn away, depending on where he needed to go, and you get knocked backwards. So he was using that to propel him up through the floors to higher spaces. He was skipping entire screens. It was so rad to watch. It was like 11 minutes and like 13 seconds or something.
Holy balls, I'm going to have to see that.
And like, wow. He would stand in certain places and just stun lock bosses. It was a thing of beauty to watch that speedrunner to get through it. Also, Dracula turns into this weird cookie monster gremlin after you beat his first form, apparently.
This isn't even my final form!
Oh man, yeah, he had more than one form. None of the other bosses, you'd crank those out. But
is this the first game that has multi-form bosses? Is this where this all started?
I don't know, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't, because A, they hadn't figured out whether or not they were going to establish picking up hearts as health, and B, multi-form bosses I'd never run into before that.
What was the year on this one?
86.
Yeah, this has got to be the very first multi-form boss game, which took off in later years and everyone was doing.
Everybody does it now. And it was just a really fantastic concept, because I remember as a kid beating his first form and then thinking, yay, we get what? Wait a minute. And then dying.
Yeah, he has this weird, goofy Muppet face and then giant claws for like ostrich claws for legs and then bat wings.
You know, as it says in the Bible.
Right? There you go.
The form of the devil shall be a Muppet motherfucker.
Also, kind of this kind of a Red Court type vampire.
And one of the bosses was Death. Apparently Dracula's so awesome that Death itself works for him.
Yep, and he was a bitch. I almost quit at Death. Nearly this time. It was such a close one for me.
Like the speedrunner, he moved forward to the edge of that platform and he knew right where Death spawned, and then he just started started spamming holy waters and it stunlocked Death and killed it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I forgot about the holy water trick, at least for him, because when I came to him I had the cross boomerang and my goddamn whip, and I did him probably about 20-30 times.
I do like that when you died, it didn't start you all the way over in the game. That was nice.
Like Mario.
The only reason I got as far as I did.
I hated it.
I imagine you did.
Was it the platforms, James?
It was the platforming, which didn't really work all that well. And the weird little monsters I was fighting. I quit playing at the point where there were giant toad statues shooting out of the ground at me.
The creatures from the Black Lagoon?
Oh, is that what those were?
The fishmen, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it had Frankenstein, it had mummies, it had the Black Lagoon thing.
Yeah, they were the aquatic bullshit, and that was the basement of the first level?
Yeah, no, didn't get far. Not into it.
He's like, you know what? Why am I even beating this? He's just going to come back more powerful in 100 years.
That's right. Not even going to try.
Let's see
leave him the way he is.
Let's see if I can find a place to hang myself with this whip.
That chandelier looks sturdy. Hunter, how far did you get?
I don't know if you know the numbers of stages, but stage 15, it was kind of...
Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's near the end.
Played the shit out of that.
Stage 18? Is that Dracula?
I don't remember the name of the stage. Hold on here. Let's see.
What was the last boss that you had cleared?
I cleared the Frankenstein guy with the gremlin
thing. Okay, so you almost made it to death then. You were right before
death. Yeah, stage 15 is death.
I never got to death.
Did you? I'm guessing you got to the screen where there was the knight and then the Medusa heads. There was. You were sandwiched between two knights.
That's the one.
Yep. Because I also watched the review by the Angry Video Game Nerd, and he took a moment to talk just about how awesome that screen was that you made it to, which the speedrunner did by rushing the knight, stunning him with the holy water, jumping him over him, and then just getting right the fuck out of there.
Was it only stage 11 with the Igors being dropped by the giant birds?
Oh, God. Oh, that was the clock tower or the mechanical level. Although there was another level, too, that did it. I mean, this is all based on me watching the speedrun. I did in no way, shape, or form make it to the birds that were dropping those tiny little men of pain.
Oh, they sucked so bad. Next to death, I died the most there. And I forget what stage it was. But did you run into them?
Yes. I only died once or twice from them, actually. I figured out the way to do it. Just
fuck you. Tell me. Kidding me. Tell me.
You get good.
Oh, that's where I failed, Ben. Shut your dirty mouth. You tell me how you did it.
When the eagles drop the flea men, you can just you have enough time to just run up, and while they're still in the air, you can just hit them. And if you keep on going straight, they hardly ever come from behind.
Yep, that's exactly how the speedrunner did it too. What Hunter
while
did.
They're airborne?
Yeah,
why for them to drop?
You jump and whip them out of the air.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so mad because that was the most aggravating stage.
Even though Adam technically got farther, I'm going to go ahead and call this one a tie.
Right? Because Hunter, well done, dude. Damn, dick. You know, I got to the Dracula's first form, and I could not cross over. I didn't have the right secondary weapon. I fucked it over big time.
What was your favorite secondary weapon, the preferred one?
My preferred one, you know what? This time around, it was the clock, because I remember being a big fan of the dagger, despite it being weaker. It would go from one end of the stage to the other. I really do like the boomerang, but it was a little bit slower. This time, though, even though there's a lot of things that were immune to the clock, it just saved me a whole bunch of falling down.
Yeah, with the platform.
Yeah, exactly. So once I figured that out, I'm like, wait a minute, you mean the clocks have a purpose? Like, it was like, okay, I'm going to use those. And they, kind of had a resurgence of popularity there for me.
I kind of like the holy water, for bosses mainly, but during the platform times.
Yeah, for bosses, it's super key. And that's where I screwed up with Dracula, because that's really the best secondary weapon to use on him. At least for his first forms, just to kind of crank those out.
Did you ever find out what the... Roman numeral 2.
Oh, I was going to ask about what are those Roman numerals?
So the Roman numerals are how many secondary weapons you can throw out simultaneously. So instead of chucking one thing, waiting for it to clear the screen, then chucking another, you can do two in the air, like choo choo.
So that's how
he was super nice when you're like when you're fighting the first giant bat, and you get like the is it a double or a triple, and then you can just chuck those axes up in the air, and then just. Basically, without taking a single hit, you can end him. Not on Dracula, holy water, that is, it's death. You're right. It's death.
And then he locked him down, too, in the second form of the holy water. Like, he didn't take a single hit from second form. It's a thing of beauty. Like, just watching him use the enemies on purpose to ramp him and skip screens and shit was like, wow, that's... He took something that I hated and made me stop playing and turned it into his advantage.
So, yeah, in my opinion, my humble opinion is, angrifying as it is, I would go Castlevania, then Excite Bike, then Mega Man, then Ice Climbers, then Mega Man. And that's probably not how I would have put it when I was a kid, but that's how I'd put it now.
Excite Bike, Ice Climbers, Castlevania, then Mega Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ice Climbers above Castlevania?
I mean, other than the shitty, you can't jump left and right, I really had, I didn't mind Ice Climbers. It was kind of fun.
It's fun. It was well constructed. Right.
I just wish the jumping worked better.
I'd go Castlevania, Excite Bike, Ice Climbers, then Mega Man.
Just like me. Well done, James.
I actually have Mega Man first.
Yeah, it's so second.
It's the new Clue Land for James.
then Castlevania, and then Ice Climbers.
Man, you hated Ice Climbers.
Fuck that game.
Oh, what about Excite Bike?
Stupid fucking game. Excite Bike is second.
Oh.
And honestly, I kind of want to do a tie for fourth between Castlevania and Ice Climbers, because I didn't have fun playing either of them, but I actively hate Ice Climbers now, so that one wins out.
What you're saying is you're the bird that steals all the phallic vegetables.
Yeah, fuck that game.
Po-po
There's a reason that they're only famous for being in Smash Brothers now. Because they made one shitty game, and then they were like, hey, we want to make a game with all of our characters fighting each other. Oh shit, we're kind of running out of characters. Dig through the bin. Let's see what sticks.
And then just at the bottom, like, oh, someone remembered us. We've been eating our own poop.
Yep.
Just two mummified Ice Climbers that perform a dark ritual to resurrect them. It wasn't that bad. It was fine. It was a good time.
Kitty gameplay with boring set pieces and mediocre game design.
That's some cool mechanics.
The slidey dirt?
Cool mechanics.
Oh. Dude.
Can't recover from that.
Nope.
I think that wraps
it up.
I had a great time. We had some sadness. Yep. We were frustrated. But there was also excitement in the form of bikes.
Right.
Excite Bike overall, the winner of tonight.
For the next video game, when we come back around to it, but take it easy on you this time, James. I'm gonna give you some sweet stuff to salve those old school NES burns. Let's go the original Zelda.
I gotta set aside some time.
We're gonna do a shorter. We won't do as many games because we're gonna do two longer ones. We're gonna do. The original Zelda, which there's a lot to talk about there, and that game is pretty lengthy. It's a good time. If you have not played it, Hunter and James, it's definitely going to rank in your top Zelda games if you played the other ones. And then we're going to upgrade to Super Nintendo, but just for a bit, just a touch, just a taste of the Super. Because I feel like there's a game that if you guys haven't played it, you absolutely 100% need to. It was a super niche title. My dad got it. Again, he was a trucker, so he would buy us things on the road because he felt, this will help fill the sadness and the lack of hugs. I'll fill it with video games. And so he brought back something called ActRaiser.
ActRaiser?
ActRaiser. One of the best fucking games I have ever played on any system. It still holds up.
Really?
And hardly anyone has played it or heard of it. It's essentially a side-scrolling hack-and-slash RPG mixed with SimCity. There's this demon guy, and you're struggling back and forth, and he sealed you away, but then you finally come. It's like the cycle kind of thing. But essentially, the demon comes back, so this naked cherub thing resurrects you. It's super weird in Japanese, and then there's a bunch of different stages. So you start a stage by doing one of the side-scrolling things, and you beat a boss, and all the bosses feel different and unique in the way that they fight and their mechanics. And it's challenging, but it's not. It doesn't feel like it's punching you in the dick. And then once you clear that level, then the land is kind of freed, and then it switches to a top-down SimCity kind of thing where you're building an ancient fantasy city to like find items and power yourselves up for the next boss fights. It's really unique, and there's nothing else like it.
Wow. Okay, so ActRaiser for the SNES and the original Zelda.
We'll use this as our break because both of these games are fun and good, and then we'll come back into the getting punched in the dick. Well, we're going to play stuff like James had mentioned, the original Ninja Gaiden, but that's later.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
So, yeah.
If I'm going to play games that I hate, I may as well make the rest of you suffer with me.
I thought we did that with DC Legends of Tomorrow. Fantastic. I'm on board.
You're on board. Get to playing them because they're great.
I'm on it.
Well, I think that's it. Hunter, get us the fuck out of here.
He's gone. Shoot. He's the fuck out of here.
Did you just stun lock? Did you just shut down?
Somebody chucked some holy water at him.
I guess so. Nope, nothing. Nothing. You got.
No, I'm kind of surprised here. There.
Bueller. Bueller.
Bueller.
Heavy size.
Well, I suppose that there's only one thing to say now. News from home! Only you can stop the platformer menace! Stop flying that shit today!
bitches. I had some Smurf berries. James gave me the magic candy that makes me feel good.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
That's a metaphor for penises.
That's amazing. Yeah, sure, whatever. Let's go with that.